Michael's submission is titled My Little Piece of Solitude. The process she used to come up with her artwork involves thought and reflection.
Well, this year's theme was what inspires me. I got to spend some time actually debating the question, what really does inspire me? Keep it in my mind for a day or maybe a week, occasionally writing down ideas I get, like, oh yeah, I'm inspired by music, or oh yeah, I'm inspired by nature. Yeah, and then take these little ideas and start sketching out really rough thumbnails and eventually coming out to a few final sketches by a few weeks. And I'll go through a long process of trying to develop something and then realizing, this idea just doesn't really fit. It's hard to describe. You know when an idea fits, when you can really feel it.
She enjoys digital work, painting, inks, and drawing, and hopes to continue on with her art after high school.
I've got this beautiful set of inks at home that I just adore painting with inks. And the flow of pitch dark and kind of comic book looking style is easy for me to fall in love with. I have always had little dreams of like directing a Pixar film or something in that category, just working in the film or game industry, making something that really stands out and has a great story behind it.
There are 53 pieces that have been selected to compete in the semifinal Doodle for Google contest.
So I'm up against 53 other kids from the U.S. and U.S. territories. And right now there's a vote going on to select five kids from this 53 bank. If I become one of these five finalists, I win a $5,000 scholarship. And that's is amazing. All of this feels so huge. I didn't even know I'd win. I had no anticipation of winning walking into this, and now I'm being presented with, you know, a slim chance, but a chance for a $5,000 scholarship or even a $30,000 scholarship if I win for the official United States winner.
Michael says the voting closes at 12 a.m. May 18th. She'd love to have your vote. Go to doodleforgoogle.com and vote under the 10 to 12 grade group. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.